an opportunity to talk today with the composer Michael Shapiro. He has a new recording out that is titled Archangel, and it features that title selection, a concerto for piano and orchestra, that and much more music. Michael, thanks very much for taking the time to talk with us. And even as we sat down before formally getting into things here, I guess, it was startling to hear that I was going to certainly ask in the midst of the times of COVID-19, and you volunteered that you are, as we talk today, on the recovery end of the virus.
I'm a survivor, which is a shocking thing. But I will tell you that I feel blessed because I've had friends who passed away, people I've known, you know, business-wise and through personal connections, four men. And I was not in the ICU, but a friend of mine was in Nashville 20 days in the ICU. So I feel very blessed to be here.
Coming through the experience that you have then, Michael, especially on such a personal level here, before we get to some of the specifics about this latest recording, what did that time dealing with this on such a personal level do to shape your view when it comes to the arts and expression? Facing obviously a health crisis that could have taken all of that from you, how has this already begun to reshape the views and the feelings and passions that you have?
Well, you know, living in New York, you have the ability to go to great concerts and hear Arthur Rubinstein and Leonard Bernstein and Herbert von Karajan. And these wonderful people come into New York, go through New York, grow up with Louis Armstrong and Count Basie, all the wonderful Broadway shows over the years. But you also have the terrible business of going through 9/11, which I did, and now this. I would say the 9/11 and this pestilence, this biblical plague, if one would call it that, both have had a major impact on my view. And it's consistent, frankly, with my upbringing and consistent with my desire to be one person of many, hopefully, that is here to repair the world. I feel my job, and it's become much more crystallized since I went through this most recent thing, that there is a desire, aesthetically at least, and perhaps through theater pieces that I'm working on and orchestral pieces, that we have a lot of curing to do and healing. And it's not only for the current situation, but I think it's a fairly constant motif, let us call it, a motive of my artistic experience, that human existence, planet health, individual health of all of our people, no matter their station, is paramount. I think Republican, Democrat, Independent, Tory, Labor, you know, whoever you, it's superfluous. And it's certainly superfluous to art, I think, in certain ways. However, I think art has to take a stand. And I think that Gustav Mahler took a stand as one example, where he dealt with the epic and the personal. So did Giuseppe Verdi. These are my idols. So did Alban Berg. There was a feeling of the large and the small and their interconnection. So what drives me as a composer is a vision. And Archangel is just one example.
This piece is the focal point, certainly, to not the only piece, but the focal point of this recording. It is the title selection from you, Michael Shapiro. And I wonder, the recording is so fresh, and the experience of going through and the compositional process and then the recording, working with the pianist Stephen Beck and your own conducting of the piece for the recording, all of that is still so new.
Yes.
In terms of the framework of these times. But I wonder if already, because of the deep impact of what you have gone through and what you have seen and talked about, how this has affected people around you and your own cultural, yes, and artistic circle, is the music already resonating with you in a different way than when you first started to take pen to paper to have this piece begin to come out of you as the expression that it is.
Yeah. Well, Archangel is a concerto in two movements, book one and book two. Inspired by Paradise Lost of John Milton in the first book, the epic war pre-time between Satan, when he's thrown out of heaven by God, and the Archangel Michael and his angels, no relation, the epic fight between good and evil. And it's very programmatic. And the second book, book two, is about Eden and about human beings, about the beauty and sublimity of the love between Adam and Eve. And then the horrible casting out from paradise that occurs because of the intercession of a really nasty contrabassoon in my music, the serpent, Satan, and Adam and Eve being cast out into the world we live in, which is a world of epic good and epic evil. It still continues, and it is our job on a personal and epic level, and national level, international level. It is our job in art, in everything we do, in our daily talking to each other, to recognize these epic issues and the personal side of them. So the inspiration was initially from John Milton in a book that I had no idea what it meant when I read it at Columbia when I was age 18, but which I somehow got back to because these issues are paramount in my life as an artist.
I think it does frame the point that the original inspiration, and now looking at it through the lens of COVID-19, that perhaps there's even a greater impact for what inspired the work taken in the context of these times, for which now the art is being shared with the wider audience. Did you have plans? Certainly there must have been some planning itinerary calendar to take the work out and present to wider audiences. Have you and Stephen Beck talked about all of that in terms of when and how that schedule may be adjusted and when you may have a chance to share this on the concert stage?
Well, you know what? You know what's great? And this is something I learned from Irving Berlin. I didn't know him, but I've read about it. There are many venues and many platforms for the production and the playing of music. And right now, your platform, I'm hearing this from radio stations across the country, your platform is the most vibrant because everybody, and I know that the radio stations are doing quite well, the classical stations, where, you know, they're getting people listening to them all day long to have the pleasure of hearing the calming voices of people like you describing great music and playing it. That is, to me, a blessing beyond belief. Now, Archangel, you know, I wrote this piece. It's based on an epic stories, and personal relationships that are symbolic. And I never thought in a million years that it would get the response it's getting. It's being played all over the country. It's crazy. And in England, on the BBC, in CBC Radio, in Canada, I cannot believe the response. And it's hit a nerve, because I think when people hear it, they understand it, and they understand the smaller and the larger issues and how they intersect. We are faced with a cosmic story going on right now, and Archangel goes right to it. It doesn't it doesn't pull punches. Stephen Beck is a hugely talented pianist, and it was an immense joy to work with him with the BBC National Orchestra of Wales just last May, at the end of May into June, 2019. And now here we have it, and here I am with the blessing of talking to you and talking about where this is going. So I'm a happy camper in the sense that the image and the vision can get out there through radio. And I think Archangel's got something to say. It certainly is at the core of my art.
Do the other pieces on this recording, just because this this piece, as the notes indicate, probably the most programmatic that you have ever written, Archangel itself. But yeah. In terms of, again, looking at the lens of the present times, the experience that you've personally come through, these other pieces, Music of Wealth and Deceit, Music of the River, and even the arrangement of the Vidor piece for organ, that I sense such a strong feeling from you as to how this has totally reshaped your focus and approach to your art because it directly affected you. How are these pieces resonating with you outside of the centerpiece to the recording, Archangel itself?
It's a wonderful question. The other pieces on the recording, and you know, it's issued as a CD, but also as downloads on all the major platforms. It's available on everything. And now you're playing it, which is a blessing. The other pieces on the recording of Archangel Piano Concerto are Pelo Infinito, which is a suite from my first opera, based on a Federico Garcia Lorca play, The Love of Don Pelo Infinito, an old man with Belisa in the garden. Belisa, a young woman. And that interpersonal connection, which is done so gorgeously by Federico Garcia Lorca. So these are interlude music, and the music is very human. It's very emotional and a little difficult to play in spots. But the BBC National Orchestra of Wales is so expert, and we were able to knock it down. It also has Roller Coaster, which is about my childhood, going to the Coney Island and seeing the roller coaster there, the Cyclone, which still is there, one of the earliest wooden roller coasters. Not only about the roller coaster ride, which is the ups and downs of life, but also about being on Shore Avenue with the smell of the ocean and Frankfurters from Nathan's and human beings going through their lives in the summer in the hot Brooklyn pavement. That's my background. So that's a depiction, kind of a programmatic 4-minute overture. Marin also premiered it, by the way, at the Cabrillo Festival in California. And then I have the arrangement, which is a homage to Leopold Stokowski of blessed memory, of the Charles Marie Vidor Toccata from his fifth organ symphony. Very famous piece, but never been orchestrated. So I orchestrated it, and the BBC National Orchestra of Wales recorded it brilliantly. It was also premiered by Jerry Junkin and Dal Swins at Meyerson Symphony Center in Dallas, very triumphantly. Jerry's just a genius conductor, so it's getting around. But all of these pieces, I will tell you, this orchestra music, and going forward, certainly, in my new violin concerto for Tim Fain and my opera, The Slave, based on the Isaac Bashevis Singer novel. Looking back, I can tell you that if I go into every piece, I find deep expression coming out of my training and my inspiration, and hopefully talent, of humanity. And it's a caring for humanity and a loving for people and situations and a recognition that not everything is hunky-dory, especially in Archangel, that there's marked evil in the cosmos that we have to fight against in every step of our lives. I don't have to go into the specifics, but you all know that everybody knows where it's from. And it doesn't have to be spiritual or religious in a house of worship. We're not necessarily talking about that. I'm a composer. I express things through music. I'm also a theater composer. So I write things like my Frankenstein, which is my most popular score. I write things to accompany theatrical experiences that are entertainment, but hopefully have something to say. So to be very specific, every note I write, I want it infused with life. I want as much as possible for people on the first listening to say, wow, he's saying something, and I need to hear that again. So that's where I'm going.
I wonder at this juncture, then, how much you talked about the personal experience with folks that you know and were very close to that have already succumbed to COVID-19, but within your artistic circle of friends, very close friends and collaborators, has there been any time for any discussion or thought of the art that will emerge from this experience on the other side. We've been talking so extensively here about how work seems to be overlaid and seen through a different way because of the present times, but the art that you feel will be coming from you and from others as we look to the other side of this.
I can't speak to others because, you know, what we do is so personal. I have very good friends who are composers like John Curigliano, and I know how he feels about things. But he's older than I. He's gone through different experiences. He has a wholly different family life. I mean, we're all different, as talented or untalented as any of us are. But for me, going through this situation and thinking about it deeply, I'm writing a violin concerto now, which I hope to record in England with Tim Fain, who's a great violinist. You've seen him in movies like The Black Swan and so forth. And he plays with Phil Glass all over the world as a duo when they can. They can't right now. But I've done a lot with Tim, and I know Tim, and I know his humanity. And I know that in my violin concerto, I'm writing for a soul, a person that can play and can express phrase to phrase, note to note. The violin concerto has no underlying programmatic story whatsoever, unlike Archangel, which really does. But that doesn't mean that in my pure music, I'm not expressing my aspirations and hope. So it's deeply infused with what I hope to be a very, very meaningful humanity that people get on many different levels. Following that, I hope I have the strength to make an opera of The Slave of Isaac Bashevis Singer, the Nobel Prize winning author. And it's a story that is epic and all about love conquers all, taking place in the 1600s, dealing with issues that separate people on terrible levels and good levels, and how they join together on wonderful levels. So The Slave, I hope, will be in theaters in 3 years. And step by step.
Step by step and day by day and week by week, we are coming through this and certainly echoing your thoughts about how the arts in all of its forms are helping to sustain and uplift folks in the midst of a lot of soul searching and a lot of difficult times. And we all long for the times when we'll be able to gather in galleries and see dance recitals and hear concerts again together. We hope that those times will come very, very soon. We here in the present enjoying the work of you, composer Michael Shapiro, and the recording Archangel. And thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us. And we are certainly so relieved that you have come through and can look forward to improving health and wish you all the best in the creation to come.
And to you and to the radio world, thank you for carrying on music throughout this period. We love you.